Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Ah, sleeping, dreaming, but watch out that you don't have bad sleep habits. Let's discuss sleep, sleep apnea, and what we can do about it. Because it's amazing, as an ophthalmologist, I may be the first one to diagnose it because of one of the 9 or 10 eye diseases that is associated with sleep apnea. And it's a shame that people don't understand these things because they take for granted what they think is normal. In Greek, hypnos is the word for sleep, and Thanos was the god of dreams. Despite taking up much of your life, sleep is one of the youngest fields in science. We tend to think that 8 hours of sleep is really important, but roughly 41 million people, doesn't matter how much sleep they get, it's the quality of their sleep because it's often disturbed. There's a little bit of a tyranny about that 8 hour block, and it's been determined by researchers that you don't necessarily need 8 hours. For instance, even in Canterbury Tales back in the 1300s, the doctor said, first sleep, that was good. Then you get up, you have your best time for study and reflection, and you have second sleep. A psychiatrist, Thomas Ware, National Institute of Mental Health, conducted experiments in which subjects were deprived of artificial light, without illumination and distraction from light bulbs, TVs, computers. The subjects slept through the night, at least at first. But after a while, Dr. Ware noticed that the subjects began to wake up a little after midnight. They lie awake for a couple hours and drift back to sleep. In the same pattern that other people have recognized from historical records and early works of literature, it's called the split sleep schedule. Some people have two different segments of sleep. And that actually was one of early man's way of sleeping because they had to be somewhat alert. And so that may work for you. So the sleep pattern is fine as long as you feel rested, can go till 9 or 10 o'clock at night, or depending on your job, and are functioning. So there are other ways also to add to your sleep ability. The 30-minute nap. Chinese do it, Google does it, and sleep researcher at the University of Pennsylvania said NASA financed a study and said that a 24-minute nap, as little as 24 minutes, improved cognitive performance. Now, most of us don't have that time or that kind of job. You can take a nap, but it's rather important to know that those things are possible. So, sleep and naps are important, but when there is abnormality of sleep, forgetting the REM, etc., when people snore and rock back and forth, and their blood pressure changes, the amount of oxygen coming to the brain comes and goes. Other things happen in terms of their metabolic situation, and you get a gradual possibility of acute and more often chronic medical problems. So the question here is, what are those kind of problems? Well, the first thing you know, that's called obstructive sleep apnea. You get increased platelet clotting, so you can throw a clot. You get increased sympathetic, that's your epinephrine derivative activation. That sympathetic activation can give you a spike in blood pressure and pulse. You have oxidative stress, so you're making more free radicals. You get a failure of the internal membranes of cells called the endothelium. They get abnormal, and stuff gets through and leaks. Inflammation, which is common in a sense to all diseases, all from obstructive sleep apnea, and metabolic dysregulation, like diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. So you can slowly become a diabetic, have hypertension, high cholesterol, all this garbage because of a sleep pattern. Now, it's usually recognized by somebody who sleeps next to you. So that's another consequence, is you're disturbing them. But as an ophthalmologist, besides noticing that people can die in their sleep because of this, we recognize a number of things. First of all, floppy lids. You look at somebody's lids, and with the least bit of effort, the lower lid droops out and takes a few seconds before going back into place. They also get irritation and have more oiliness of the lids. Dry eyes from sleep apnea. Conjunctiva irritation called conjunctivitis. They wake up with red eyes. Why would you have red eyes if your eyes weren't open while you were sleeping? Corneal exposure, because that floppy lid, the dryness, the cornea has little staining spots. Because of the fluctuation in the breathing and the backup of lymphatics, you can get glaucoma, elevated intraocular pressure. But you can also get glaucoma because of decreased blood flow through the optic nerve through this episodic variation in blood pressure. You can get a stroke in the eye. Well, if you get a venous stroke, it's called a vein occlusion. 37% of vein occlusions are caused by sleep apnea. It's probably a lot more. And it's a warning to get it fixed before the other eye gets involved. You can get papilledema, or swelling of the optic nerve, and swelling of the brain. It's called pseudotumor cerebri or papilledema. And it looks like a brain tumor, but it is not. It is these fluctuations in the fluids in the brain because of fluctuating blood pressure. You get visual field defects. Peripheral areas of the vision go. You get leaks in the retina. You can get a stroke either from a blood vessel occlusion or even without a blood vessel occlusion, called non-arteritic ischemic optic neuropathy. So you can get a stroke in the eye, glaucoma, cornea problems, dry eyes, etc., all because of sleep apnea. But I mean, it's very interesting that an ophthalmologist should see this stuff and be the first ones to recognize it. But everybody should have it in their lexicon, in their own vocabulary, to be able to help a colleague, their partner, or even better yet, themselves. So sleep disorders causes extensive, excessive fatigue and behavior consequences. Even that alone should be a warning. You get the risk of obesity and insulin resistance. You get a possible contribution to sudden death or a motor vehicle accident all of a sudden, even though it's hours later. You can have neurologic, cardiovascular, ocular consequences. So what do you do about it? Well, you get studied. You need a certain amount of blue light, but not low blue light that is excitatory. You need a little bit of blue light to trigger your melanin production in your pineal gland, somewhere around 470 nanometers. That will help you, like melatonin. Cut off the electronic devices. Physicians are quite willing to give you medications. There's a ton of them. They do different things. Some get you to sleep, some keep you to sleep. Those are last options. If you can get a nap in periodically, that will help. Sleep deprivation can even give you hearing loss and difficulty driving. So let your dreams be your guide. You may need a CPAP or one of those nasal EPAPs. Very important, but whatever you do, get tested. Sleep centers are springing up all over the United States. Make your relationship healthy. Make your sleep healthy. Make your life healthy. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on Radio MD. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sleeping. Stay well and see well. Medical detective, help yourself.